San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money, Not Theirs. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future. Now, It's Your Money, Not Theirs on Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, good evening. Welcome to It's Your Money, Not Theirs. I am Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, producer with 50,000 watts of power of KFMB tonight, reaching all the way into Orange County, L.A. County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night. And we've got a really great show lined up for you tonight, and I'm going to now introduce the main man of the hour, my co-host, a CPA, Richard Muzio. Richard, good evening. How are you doing?
I am back from Boston, survival race alive, but only barely.
Yeah, boy, that was a real comedy of horrors, I guess, in some ways last week, wasn't it?
Well, record-breaking heat. Nothing like running a marathon on pavement that gets up to 120.
Yeah. Now, what did you do? You said you wanted to start talking about what you did this morning.
Oh, no, this morning I walked at the MS walk, the multiple sclerosis walk, at Legoland with my daughter Demi, who's 15.
Terrific.
On Team Evans, but also there was one of our sponsors, Michael Coronta of UBS.
Wow.
But Michael also brought out his kids, his son Adam and his daughter Brianna, and also Brianna's friend, who's also named Brianna. But I wanted to give a big shout out to the two Briannas because 2 months ago they won the national cheerleading contest down in Texas. I guess that would be junior high school level because they're both 13. So way to go, Brianna and Brianna.
Yeah, I think even one of the principals of the Ultrastar Cinemas chain, Alan Grossberg, was there with his contingency. So congratulations to him and them.
So I was able to walk 2 miles. I was pleased with myself because 6 days earlier, I, of course, ran the Boston Marathon in record-breaking heat. 27,000 signed up and only 21,000 made it to the finish line because about 3,000 or 4,000 people never even began and another couple thousand who began never got to the finish line. Cool thing was I beat the world record holder because he had to cramp out with stomach cramps at mile 19. So the tortoise versus the hare thing is still sometimes true in this fast-paced world.
Were people dropping like flies?
I've never seen such carnage at the finish line. Also along the way, we had to stop running twice while they wheeled unconscious people across the street to ambulances.
I mean, that's got to be a little disconcerting. You're running this race and you're hearing sirens probably going off.
You heard sirens for the entire second half of the race. It was just sirens. But
now you lost 11 pounds.
Lost 11 pounds. 10 people wound up in critical condition, but nobody's in danger of dying. But 10 people wound up in critical condition in the hospital.
Geez.
This is what we do for fun.
Now, you've run what? You did it 4 miles the other day, and how'd that feel?
My knees bother me, so I got to rest up for a few days.
Yeah, wow, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it just took it out of me.
Well, congratulations for finishing. I know you were shooting for 4 hours, did it a little under six, right?
Yeah, five something, but yeah. I mean, it was impossible to even move.
But, gosh.
It was incredibly
amazing.
Hot.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Next Sunday, we're going to have something inspiring and a little less straining on you. It's, we're going to be down at the Ultrastar Cinemas screening this great documentary called Third and Long, The History of African Americans in Pro Football from 1946 to 89. And it's going to be like a miniature film festival event. We're going to have Hank Bauer moderating a great panel, the NFL Hall of Famer on the Chargers, Ron Mix, veteran player, great player. He's on the panel. The filmmaker, Teresa Moore, Harvard-trained, brilliant gal. She's coming out from New York for this. I do believe we're going to get Paul Lowe. Spoke with him today. We're still waiting on his calendar. So that alone will be great. And then not only that, we can then go over to the DoubleTree Hotel and have a great little party and reception so everyone gets to mix and mingle. And I think it's going to be a terrific event. I got to thank the people on the TV side here. They're going to be interviewing Ron Mix this Friday, and so they're going to help promote it as well. So I think it's going to be a very successful event for the initial San Diego Smart Screen film series. So, and I know you're bringing your daughter's class, right?
Well, I think my daughter's class might attend her a good portion. She's a sophomore in high school taking a class called Film in Society. And, of course, they're studying racism in the mid-20th century here in the U.S., so it's perfect. Oh, by the way, I forgot one thing. I have to wish a happy birthday to Drew Freitas from UBS, our major sponsor, UBS. Today is Drew's birthday.
Happy birthday, Drew.
We're not going to tell everybody how old Drew is on the air. However, Drew, I understand that your AARP card is in the mail.
And we do appreciate their support for what we do here. So, very much.
So, happy birthday, Drew.
Absolutely. Also, can I just thank quickly the San Diego Asian Film Foundation and Festival. Actually, they have all their events at the UltraStar at Hazard Center as well. And this week coming up is, well, from the 19th to the 26th. And we already are past that. We're at the 22nd right now. But for four more days, they have their spring showcase. So if you go on their website, you can see what films are playing down there. And they're going to be helping us out with the PA next Sunday. So much, much appreciated. Thank you.
So, Joe, yes. One more thing. Okay, so the day before I ran the Boston Marathon, right?
Yes.
I'm sitting at the bar at Legal's.
Which is what?
Which is a really nice restaurant in Boston near the harbor.
Okay.
And the guy sitting to the right of me goes face down in his clam chowder.
Okay.
He hadn't even run the race yet because the race was tomorrow.
He
wasn't running. But it was a 911 situation. So everybody was standing around not knowing what to do, so I made sure they called 911. But then that night, you may recall I called in right at the start of the show last Sunday.
You sounded a little, upset about something. I couldn't.
Yeah, because the hotel had caught on fire about an hour earlier. talk about a premonition of things to come.
Oh my gosh!
I guess something blew out in the kitchen. So we had just gotten back into our room about 3 minutes before I was supposed to call in. So yeah, I was a little bit frazzled.
And then the next day, the record.
And then the next day, record-breaking heat, 88, 89 degrees in the air, and up to 120 on the pavement.
I think it's too hot to walk a marathon that particular.
I've never even run a 5K in that kind of heat. So anyway. It was fun stuff.
Well, you made it.
I made it. Made it to the finish
line. Now, that was what, your seventh marathon?
Fifth marathon.
Fifth. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, my second Boston.
Okay.
My slowest one of all five, as you might guess.
Yeah. Well, just for finishing, you should get a medal.
I did.
Yeah. Hey, what are we doing tonight? I think we've got a very important guest in here.
We have a great guest named John Cox. He's been sitting here quietly wondering, why did I ever say I'd come in here to this crazy bin? John, welcome.
Yeah, great to be here. I'm not running any marathons, though.
Okay.
We can talk a marathon. I don't know if we could run one.
Yeah, you guys. So 2012 was a really interesting year because we have so many elections going on. We normally don't talk about politics on this show.
We don't.
But we are tonight.
But we should get into John's background before we even get into that, right?
John, quick introduction. Who are you? Tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm a recent transferee to California. Actually, I transferred myself. I moved with my wife and my 7-year-old daughter, Julianne, and we bought a house in Rancho Santa Fe, which I think is paradise. But I'm from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago on the South Side, and I was very involved. I'm a businessman, first and foremost. I'm a CPA like you, Richard.
Weren't you an attorney also?
I'm an attorney as well. Mm-hmm. But right now, my primary businesses are an investment advisory firm.
But in Chicago, were you an attorney or a CPA?
Most of the past 20 years, I've had an investment advisory firm, coincidentally called Cox Financial Group.
Okay.
A little catchy title there.
All right.
And I also have a real estate management business. I manage about 150 million in apartment buildings in Indiana, Illinois, and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. But in my copious free time, beyond raising four daughters, which I have, and playing some golf and doing some other things, but I got involved in politics. I was actually president of the Cook County Republican Party, and there is a Republican Party in Cook County, as many of your listeners may know. Cook County is Chicago, so pretty famously a Democratic machine gave birth to our president. And but I was president of the Cook County Republican Party. We had numbers. I mean, there's probably about 1.5 million Republicans in Cook County. Trouble is, there's 3.5 million Democrats, so we were always pretty much outnumbered. But it gave me a good grounding in machine politics and the corruption. And that's one of the reasons I got involved in politics, because I can't stand corruption. And it goes back to my childhood. My mother was actually a teacher in the Chicago public school system, and she used to come home and tell me about what kind of corruption was present in the school system. You know, back then, and I think it still continues today, principals at most of the schools were chosen based upon their political patronage, based upon their connection to an alderman or some other official in city government. And my mother was very disdainful of a lot of these guys, and really and truly, they have really kept kids from achieving the potential they want to. The principal, I think, is one of the most important people in any school. And when that person is chosen not because of their merit, but because of their political connections, I think you have an opportunity for some real mischief. Mm-hmm. So I've always felt that corruption in politics is a very, very harmful thing, and that's one of the reasons I got involved to begin with.
I heard the First Lady give a speech once, and she said she grew up on the South Side of Chicago. Her father worked for the water utility there, and walked to her school in her neighborhood. And I mean, she did graduate Harvard Law School, so I mean, if people apply themselves in the right school district, they should be able to do well.
She certainly did well. But you know, the general situation in Chicago, and it's not very dissimilar from what goes on in California, is that there's a lot of money that's thrown into the education system. It's not all used to the best way possible. Teachers in particular, my mother was a school teacher. She was a member of the teachers union. But, you know, the teachers union has evolved into a huge political force, both in Illinois and here in California, as we've seen, with throwing a lot of money at legislators who then do their utmost to protect that profession. And
I'll tell you another problem that no one talks about, but with the California lottery, when it was first on the ballot, you know, being proposed, they said, you pass this, we'll never have to spend another nickel on education. And maybe we could talk about that. We've got to take a break right now, but we'll be back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs right after this.
The leaders in talk radio. Mike Slater.
I have a feeling that you're a Slater crusader.
Glenn Beck.
A leader will remind people who they are.
Sean Hannity.
Conservatism is literally our path to prosperity and success.
Roger Hedgecock.
There's now two classes of people in this state. One class has to obey the law, and the second class doesn't have to obey any of the laws.
Mark Levin.
I don't care if you've been listening to talk radio since 5 this morning. Stick with me.
Follow them here. San Diego's talk radio leader. 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Roger, and for years I've been telling you about how I and most of my family got clear vision restored by Dr. David Shanslin, an incredible pioneer in vision correction procedures. Now, Dr. Shanslin has moved to a new home. He's chosen Gordon Weiss Vision Institute as his new home in San Diego to provide the latest vision correction procedures. Dr. Michael Gordon and Dr. Jack Weiss have long pioneered new research and advanced surgical techniques in laser and cataract surgery. At a recent appointment where I got my contacts updated, Dr. Shanslin's team was showing me all of the incredible technology they have. The new Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. They simply have the best doctors, the best technology, and the best service. So I've moved with Dr. Shanslin and his team, and I hope you do too. See the difference at the Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. Get special reduced pricing on LASIK during the special Welcome Dr. Shanslin celebration. Call 800-NEW-VISION, 800-NEW-VISION, or go online at GordonWeissVision.com.
If you could pay only $3 a gallon for gas by installing a free gas pump at your home, would you do it? Well, Baker Electric Solar can't give you a magic gas pump, but we can let solar work its magic for you. There are no upfront installation costs. You just get a lower monthly payment for clean solar energy than you pay now to your utility company, and it never goes up. Baker Electric Solar will give you a cool new iPad plus a $100 gas card when you sign up by April 30th to install solar at your home. Baker Electric Solar is SunPower's Dealer of the Year, the planet's most powerful solar. With Baker Electric Solar and the amazing SunPower lease, for no money down on approved credit, you get the best installer, the most powerful solar panels, and a low monthly payment for solar that will never go up. Sign up now and get a new iPad plus a bonus $100 gas card, something we can all use. Call 877-5-GET-SOLAR to get a free estimate. That's 877-5-GET-SOLAR. Solar, or click BakerElectricSolar.com.
You know the saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. This is one time it doesn't apply. If you are in the market for office furniture, you need to hear this. The office furniture division for Furniture Heaven is going out of business, and there is over $1 million in inventory that all must go. When it's gone, it's gone, so hurry in now. Here are some examples. Global ergonomic conference chairs, model 5331, with a list price of $480 for only $95. Executive desks in a variety of finishes with a list price of $850, starting at $195. You need to see this quality at these prices, and you will be blown away with the value. A Herman Miller AO2 modular unit with workstation, powered panels, one pedestal, and work surface with a list of $2,500, starting at $300. Hurry in to get the best deals on office furniture. It's all happening at Furniture Heaven, 6970 Miramar Road. That's Furniture Heaven, 6970 Miramar Road. Call 858-530-1133. 858-530-1133.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Follow Mark Levin.
Tomorrow night, 6 to 9.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We are back with more of It's Your Money Not Theirs with that great Hawaii 5-0 music. So welcome back, Richard and John.
So, Joe, I'm trying to get our Perry Mason music back. What do you think?
I've been working on it. We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I'll get on that case.
Get on that case. So, John, we met because of a little topic called Rescue California Initiative. Neighborhood Legislature Reform Act, which the website is rescuecalifornia.org. Very interesting concept to, well, depending on your perspective, either make government smaller or government bigger. Can you tell us a little bit about the Neighborhood Legislature Reform Act?
Let's set the stage for the problem in California.
Okay.
It's a problem in California. There's the same problem in Illinois and a lot of other states. What you've got is you've got a legislature, a quote-unquote professional legislature, which basically is in the pocket of special interest. And why? Because their districts are so huge that the need and demand for campaign money is all-encompassing. I like to say that we elect professional fundraisers, not policy leaders. And that's the case here in California. And again, I said it's the case in Illinois. It's also, frankly, the case in the U.S. Congress. I ran for the U.S. Congress in Illinois. They told me that I would have to raise $30,000 basically a day in order to have enough money to run that campaign. Think about California's legislative districts. California has the largest legislative districts in the country. And in point of fact, they may be the largest in the world. A state senate district in California has a million people, almost a million people in it. It's just short of that. An assembly district has 500,000 people. These sizes are created because the size of the California legislature was created in 1879 and hasn't been changed since. And despite the fact, obviously, that California has grown from a million people or so back then to the 36 or 39.
So you think we need a bigger legislature for a bigger population?
Well, no, and that's the problem because, you know, you can't have 10,000 people meeting in Sacramento. I mean, that's unworkable. I started out with the premise of saying that the districts are too large, which is why the need for campaign money is so great. A typical campaign is going to cost $2, $3, $4, $5 million. And of course, special interests on both sides of the partisan divide are only too willing to provide the money, provided they get the legislature to do what they want. We've done all kinds of things in California, and we've done them all around the country to try to limit this influence, right? You've got limits on contributions, you've got term limits, you got all these things. They don't work. What you need to do is make money unnecessary. So I started out with the premise that the way to really address this problem is to make the money unnecessary. Now, how do you do that? You do that by making the districts so tiny. I got this idea from New Hampshire, by the way, where the districts are just only a few thousand people, and nobody spends any money to get elected. You got to get the districts so tiny that campaigns are basically just door-to-door efforts or town hall meetings.
But what's the population of New Hampshire compared to California?
Oh, it's much smaller, obviously.
Right.
So you can't basically take the New Hampshire system and put it here. New Hampshire has 400 members of the House of Representatives there. If you did that in California, like I said, you'd have 12,000 people in Sacramento. You can't do it. So here's what we did with the neighborhood legislature. We take each of these districts. There's 80 assembly districts and 40 senate districts in California. As I said, there are 500,000 and a million people. We subdivide them. This amendment, this initiative that we were talking about for the neighborhood legislature, subdivides each of these huge districts into 100 tiny little districts.
So that'd be 4,000 and 8,000 respectively.
Exactly.
Okay.
And each of those districts is only 5,000 people for an assembly district and 10,000 for a Senate district. So think about that. 5,000 people in a district, you're only talking about a couple thousand households. You may know that many people. I mean, that's basically your neighborhood. I mean, you're going to know your constituents, and they're going to know you. You're not going to need to spend money on TV ads, are you? You're not going to need money for radio. You're not going to need money to send them mailers. So you run a campaign that's a grassroots campaign where you get to know everybody. Then those 100 people that are elected in these tiny little districts, those 100 people, they get together in a little kind of convention after the election. They elect one out of those 100. Basically, you have to get a majority vote there. And that one person is the one person that goes to Sacramento from that big district. So in essence, the only way you get sent to Sacramento is first you have to win your little tiny district yourself. You have to be one of the 100, obviously, to go to Sacramento. Then
the area, region, district, and on.
Yeah, and then you persuade the 99 others in that district that you're the guy who should represent that district in the working committee in Sacramento.
So it would be just one legislature, would you call them all Senate or all Assembly? Or
well, I mean, there's still going to be 80 members of the Assembly Working Committee in Sacramento. There'll be 40 members of the Senate Working Committee in Sacramento, which is exactly the same size as the current legislature. There will be 12,000, as Richard correctly pointed out, there will be 12,000 neighborhood senators and assemblymen, but they're not politicians. I mean, they're people in your local neighborhood who you know. I mean, the pay for them is only $1,000 a year. I mean, they basically work out of their home. They basically do this because it's an important job, and they want to participate in the process, and they don't have to do much campaigning. They don't have to do any fundraising, right? I mean, you know, to run the race that small.
And you're also proposing that the state legislators only will be limited to earning $31,000?
$30,000. The members of the working committee, the people that go to Sacramento, they only get paid $30,000. Right now, the legislators are full-time. It's their total career, and they get $95,000 a year.
Wow. Interesting. We'll get more into that after the new sports and weather here at It's Your Money, Not Theirs, right after these announcements.
We're leading the way in 2012.
San Diego's new home of the Roger Hedgecock Show.
Weekdays 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
I love Zero Res, and this is the time to call them because it's spring, and your home cannot be clean until your carpets are clean. You can clean your carpets the old-fashioned way and have some guys come in and pump your carpets full of chemicals, but that doesn't clean anything. It just makes your carpets different, dirty. I mean, you got your kids and pets walking around on these chemical-soaked carpets, and when carpets are filled with chemicals, it actually makes them get dirtier faster. So get your carpets Zero Res Clean. They use empowered water. They're the only ones that use it. So there's no soapy chemical residue. Your carpets stay cleaner longer after they're Zero Res Clean. So call today. Get the Zero Res KFMB April special. And you get three rooms pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized starting at $129. Call 858-486-4100 and get your home cleaner than it's ever been. 858-486-4100. Zero Res. Spell it forwards or backwards. It spells the same.
Spring has officially arrived, and you know what that means. It's time for some baseball. At Marvin K. Brown Buick and GMC, our lineup is incredible. Hi, this is Dave Grunstrom, CEO of Marvin K. Brown. We only have a few remaining 2011 models left, so we're doing a little spring cleaning.
Hi, this is Jennifer Brown, president of Marvin K. Brown. This month, we've put together home run cash incentives like up to $6,000 on 2011 GMC Sierra trucks, or you can receive up to 0% APR financing on most of our 2011 Buick and GMC models. Either way, you'll score big.
And don't forget our huge inventory of crowd-pleasing 2012 Buicks and GMCs. And get 0% APR financing on our 2012 Enclave and Acadia SUVs. But you should hustle, because once they're gone, it's game over on approved Ally credit through April 30th.
So why take a risk and buy your new automobile anywhere else? Call MKB today at 800-640-0204. MKB in the heart of Mission Valley or online at mkb.com.
The Cornell Queens Executive MBA program is available near you. Offered by Johnson at Cornell University, this unique 16-month program combines local Saturday classes and three residential sessions. Designed for working managers and professionals, this program features advanced video conferencing technology that replicates the collaborative nature of global business.
The Cornell Queens Executive MBA Program in San Diego. Admissions events April 30th and May 1st. Register and learn more at cornellsandiego.com.
If you become self-conscious of your smile, let Dr. Peter Helwig help. You already know Dr. Helwig in East San Diego is more than qualified and experienced. You know he takes most insurance, and he's very competitive in the market, that he offers a free consultation. And you know if you wanted to, you could have sedation to calm those nerves. Gaps, missing, broken, or chipped teeth not only damage your smile, they really could be causing more than just cosmetic problems. Call Peter at 619-993-6505 and smile again.
Roger Hedgecock.
Follow me every afternoon, 3 to 6 on 760 KFMB.
California's nuclear plants aren't going anywhere. I'm 760's Rick Williams. Here are the stories we're following. A proposed initiative that would have forced the shutdown of the San Onofre and Diablo Canyon nuclear power plants failed to gather enough signatures, and its author said last week it won't be on the November state ballot. The landmark $70 million cleanup order for San Diego Bay is apparently in trouble. Five agencies and companies filed an appeal of the plan that was approved just last month by the San Diego Regional Water Quality Control Board. And the state PUC says it's okay for SDG&E customers to keep using the old analog-style meters instead of the new high-tech ones, but it will cost them an extra $10 a month. We're brought to you by In-N-Out Burgers. No microwaves, no freezers, because fresh never gets old. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about. In weather, it's cloudy and 61 degrees right now at Lindbergh Field. And in sports, good news. Padres won their first two back-to-back games of the year. They beat the Phillies at Petco today 6-1. They also won last night. Monday's first pitch is at 1:05. Follow Roger Hedgecock weekdays from 3 till 6 on 760 KFMB.
A nor'easter bearing down on the East Coast tonight could bring several inches of rain and even heavy snow in some places like Buffalo, New York. ABC's Karen Travers is there.
Emergency officials here say they're concerned that there are leaves on the trees, so the leaves are going to collect the snow, collect the water with the wind, blow off, and possibly bring down power lines.
Something similar happened last year in October. More people could lose their jobs as the investigation into a Secret Service scandal evolves. Republican Congressman Peter King says every possible lead is being examined. The parents of a missing 6-year-old Arizona girl are cooperating with investigators who say they don't have any clues so far. More than 150 people, including members of the FBI, are helping in the search. Isabel Mercedes Salas disappeared from her bedroom Friday night. Two people are dead after a shooting outside a Colorado church. The pastor's mother was shot as she exited the building. An off-duty police officer shot and killed the suspect. No word on a motive. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
Follow Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6.
The Obama campaign is a fraud on every level.
Talk Radio 760 KFMB. Follow Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6.
A company founded 15 months ago called Instagram. They are now being bought out for $1 billion from Facebook. I want to be a part of that America. An opportunity America. A risk-taking America. America that's creating new worlds that we didn't even think existed a few years ago. That's the America I want to be in. And it's not Barack Obama's America. I know where I'm voting in November, and I know what's at stake.
Roger Hedgecock tomorrow, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
All right, we're back with more of It's Your Monday Night. There's where that mellow music, and we're back with Richard Musio and John Cox talking politics and other things. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Thanks, Joe. So, John, we're gonna break California into smaller districts. Now, you're trying to get this on the ballot, right, for 2014?
Yeah. Originally, we had set 2012 as the year we were going to try to do this, but there's a lot of initiatives that are going to be on the ballot this year. As you might know, there's a couple that are going to raise taxes. I mean, this is a state where businesses are leaving in droves, and they're going to start raising more taxes. There's another very important initiative on the ballot in 2012, and I have just become one of the co-chairmen of it. It's called Stop Special Interest Money. And it's kind of a corollary to the neighborhood legislature. In other words, the problem in Sacramento, which we all know, is that the special interests basically control. And they control because we just said that the legislature needs the money to run their campaigns. So the neighborhood legislature gets the money out by making it unnecessary. The stop special interest money takes care of getting, first of all, special interest money out of campaigns. And how does it do that? It basically bans both corporate and union contributions to all state and local candidates. It prohibits government contractors from contributing money to government officials.
So where would politicians get their campaign funds from? Would there be a public fund created?
They would be voluntary. I mean, the problem right now is that labor unions and corporations do this. They withhold money from their employees, and they spend it on political contributions, and sometimes they spend it in ways that the employees don't want them spent. There's information out there that something like 40% of union employees, for example, are Republicans, and yet most union donations are made to Democrats.
So you're banning hard money, soft money, everything.
Well, we're banning direct contributions by unions and corporations, both. Unions and corporations, both. Are banned from making contributions directly.
But then any individual could donate whatever amount they want? Is that what you're saying?
They could do it voluntarily, yes. Unions
and... So then you're going to get a lot of millionaires and billionaires running, mostly.
Well, no. Because the contribution limits are still going to stay the same. And in California, still has contribution limits.
Oh, yeah.
But what this does is also prevents unions and corporations from withholding these contributions from the employees' checks. If the employees want to make a contribution to a PAC, let's say you're an employee of a corporation, the corporation says, well, we got this PAC, the corporation won't be able to make you or withhold the money from your salary, but they can tell you, yes, if you want to, you can voluntarily write a check.
Are there corporations doing this right now?
There's some corporations that do it. Yeah, quite a few, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
And, of course, we all know about the unions. I mean, the unions do it as a matter of course. So this bans both corporations and unions from withholding contributions, and it also bans them from making direct campaign contributions. Now, we can't do anything about independent expenditures. So unions and corporations will be able to still make independent expenditures.
What was John McCain talking about a few years ago? Public finance campaign. You don't like that idea?
Well, no. John McCain never talked about that. But, I mean, that is an idea out there.
Campaign finance reform he was talking about.
Well, yeah, but he was all about limiting the amount of money that people can contribute, and that's what McCain-Feingold does. But public financing of campaigns is something totally different. First of all, it's very unpopular in this country. I mean, every time it's been tried, people have turned it down, basically. It's very, very rare to have it. The other problem with public financing of campaigns...
I don't see anything so terribly wrong with allocating the equal amounts of money to qualified candidates and say, have at it. And
Who gets it, then? How do you decide who gets it?
The qualified candidates.
Well, who decides who's a qualified candidate?
The ones who win the primaries and get, you know, the ones who...
Well, but who gets to run in a primary? Who gets the money in a primary, then? Nobody gets the money in the primary? You still got the problem of raising money in a primary, then.
Well, I mean, obviously they're going to be raising some sorts of money. I'm talking more for the final election.
Well, the issue is, though,
you get through that gauntlet, and then, look, how much are we going to spend on this presidential election?
Oh, my God, it's in a billion.
It's in a billion. John, can I back up one question on neighborhood legislature?
Sure.
Yeah.
I know you guys did some polls. In terms of the polls you did with Republicans, Democrats, and so on, how did the polls come out?
Well, first of all, the polls show clearly that the people have a very low opinion of their legislature. Secondly, the polls show that the people out there agree that their legislature is in the pocket of the special interests. So both of these initiatives, stop special interest money, as well as the neighborhood legislature, get at this problem. And I want to make this clear, Richard, by the way. These are efforts at real reform. I mean, you hear about, you know, limits on contributions and like this new open primary and the redistricting. I mean, those were real attempts, but they were around the edges. These two initiatives, if there's people out there who are listening and who really want to get something done, these two initiatives, the first one in 2012, which is stop special interest money, and then 2014, the neighborhood legislature, these will have an effect. Why? Because they get, first of all, stop special interest money now gets the money out of being contributed by the unions and the corporations, and then the neighborhood legislature makes the money unnecessary completely. Mm-hmm. And if there's something that has to get done in California, we've got to do this. I mean, this is a state that has pension liabilities that are estimated at over $500 billion.
I'm just wondering, who's going to want to go to Sacramento, even on a part-time basis, for $31,000 a year to make these very important decisions? Who's going to do that?
What do people in New Hampshire get paid?
Oh, there's 400 people in the House of Representatives in New Hampshire. They get $100 a year.
It's $100 only? I heard it was low. I didn't know it was that low.
$100 a year. They don't get an office, by the way. They get a locker in the state capitol. Mm-hmm. A locker. So, you know, the idea that you can't get people to
How much time do they put in then, though?
Well, they make themselves part-time. By the way, there's nothing in the Constitution of New Hampshire that makes them part-time, but they make themselves part-time because, frankly, they're only getting paid 100 hours a year. They're only going to be there when it's necessary to be there. And by the way, that's an important thing. I mean, one of the reasons that the California legislature produces 1,200 pieces of legislature a year is because, first of all, they're there all the time.
Oh, yeah, it's a big machine, obviously. But, we're also the seventh largest economy in the world, too.
Yeah, okay, but 1,200 bills every single year. I mean, you talk to any expert there, they will tell you there's no way that we need anywhere near that much legislation. And the reason there's that much legislation is because there's special interests out there who are willing to pay a legislator for introducing and getting passed a piece of legislation which benefits them.
Well, a case in point, we had the CPA on here. You know how many pages the tax code is and regulations totaled up? It's over 75,000.
Oh, you're talking about the federal tax code?
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that California is pretty big, too.
I'm just saying.
Well,
75,000 pages.
Here's the problem, guys. This state is $12 billion deficit this year.
But
looking at deficits of that size as far as the eyes can see. Businesses are leaving this state, which is why this state has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. The education system is falling apart. It's not educating like it should. Regulation is rampant and chasing business out of this state. It's going to Texas or Nevada.
I'm mystified by UC Regents or UC system used to be about $700 a quarter. We were one of the prized educational systems in the world, and the tuitions now have gone up. You know, I think it's like 13th. It's still relatively low compared to a lot of private schools, but still for $700, a semester or a quarter. We were investing a lot more. You know, we invest more in our prison systems than we do in our education. It's like $6 billion for corrections and $4 billion for education.
Well, there's a whole lot of waste in state government. I mean, there's just no question about it. And why? Because the spenders in state government are always there. They're the constituency that is paying the legislature to keep up with the laws and keep up the spending habits that they have. I mean, that's the problem. The problem is that the average taxpayer doesn't have a representation in Sacramento. The spenders have a great representation, and that's why we've got to get changes to the laws like stop special interest money and ultimately in 2014 the neighborhood legislature.
Now, former Governor Wilson is your honorary chairperson, right?
Of the stop special interest money, yes. Okay. Yes. And he is taking a very active role, but I mean there's many, many other people around the state who are very active in this effort. And why? Because they see what I see, and frankly, I'm sure what you two see, and that is California is a great state. It's got tremendous natural resources. It's obviously got some of the best weather in the country. It should be the leading state in the country, both in terms of its economy and its quality of life. And frankly, the consensus is that it's not. It's really got some real problems, and most of its problems relate to a legislature that has committed the special interest and the spending and the waste and the corruption that goes with those special.
Now, what do you think about in the 90s we Governor Wilson was in office, or we deregulated the utilities pricing structure, and then along comes Enron, and then I don't know if you were in our state at the time, but our electric bills at around 2000 went right through the roof. I mean, some businesses were paying $300, now $3,000. Yeah, I mean, bankrupted a lot of small business. horrible. Would you say that was the cause by special interests?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, if you look at what's gone on in terms of energy policy in this state, a lot of it's dictated by special interests. Yeah. I mean, that's a prime example of that. Yeah. These things aren't decided on the basis of what's the best policy. They're decided on who contributes to these campaigns.
The golden rule, he who has the gold makes the rule.
But, you know, listen, neither of these is a panacea. I mean, I don't want to make this out to be like this is going to turn this into the land of milk and honey overnight. But these people who look at this problem will look at it and say, California is ruled by the special interests. Yeah. And it's not, by the way, only California. There's a lot of other states that are like this. But the policy prescriptions, the changes that have to be made are the same.
Well, let's get the website. We're going to go to a break in a second. The website is stopspecialinterestmoney.org. Is that right, John?
That's correct.
Okay, stopspecialinterestmoney.org.
Yep.
And then I've got a few thoughts when we come back about term limits and a few other things. One in particular, you know, San Francisco doesn't have a city council and a board of supervisors. It's just one big government. And maybe that's a smarter, more efficient approach. But we'll talk about that more after the break. Right after these words and announcements, we'll be back with more Bits Your Money, Not Theirs.
Follow Glenn Beck tomorrow, 9 to noon.
I've made my choice. I know what side of the line I'm on. Anybody who wants to join, you join me on this side of the line, because I'm going down swinging. This administration and their thugs will put you out of business and crush you and your American dream for generations to come. And I have a right to say it. Talk radio is not going to be destroyed. My freedom of speech will not be impaired.
Glenn Beck, tomorrow, 9 to noon. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
Since 1954, Business Valuations Limited has served the affluent and private businesses by measuring, creating, and defending equity values. Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited serve thousands of trusted advisors and their clients in tax, transfer, and transaction matters, as well as IRS discounting and shareholder disputes. Business Valuations Limited is a veteran-owned firm offering a global footprint with local insights. Call 1-800-286-6635 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-286-6635.
Slider Crusaders, you've heard me talk about Newman replacement windows. If you're in the market for replacement windows or doors, you got to listen up. I'm here right now with the owner, Duncan Newman. Duncan, what is the Newman advantage?
We started this about 19 years ago, and I firmly felt that there was no service left in the construction industry. So my wife and I decided that we would start a company that would treat people like it was the 1950s again. My salespeople are told that when they walk up the driveway to a customer's house, if the newspaper's on the driveway, pick it up and hand it to the customer when you get to the front door as you're saying hello.
Duncan, that's awesome. How can Slater Crusaders experience this Newman advantage?
You can call us toll-free at 1-877-7-NEWMAN. You can look us up on the website at newmanwindows.com, or you can come to any of our showrooms. We have a new 10,000-square-foot showroom on Morena Boulevard at 1176 Morena Boulevard.
And Slater Crusaders get a free in-home estimate. Give them a call, 1-877-7-NEWMAN.
No two pre-owned Mercedes-Benz are alike. Hello, Southern California. I'm Fletcher Jones, Jr. If you think a Mercedes-Benz is out of your reach, consider a platinum-certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Most are pristine, low-mileage, one-owner vehicles refreshed to the highest factory standards. A well-maintained Mercedes-Benz can last forever, but you've got to start with the right vehicle in the first place. Fletcher Jones selects only one out of every three to go through our rigorous platinum certification process. In fact, some of our clients think they're better than new, because we add an additional year up to 100,000 miles to the manufacturer's original warranty. We know you can buy a used Mercedes anywhere, but Fletcher Jones provides the highest standard certified pre-owned vehicles available, and you still get all the complimentary amenities afforded new car buyers, including free airport shuttle, car washes, and loaner cars. There's only two of us that will know you're not driving a brand new Mercedes-Benz, and we're not talking. Call us at 949-718-3000, visit us at fjmercedes.com, or better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach.
Hello, classic TV fans. I'm Larry Himmel with my good friend Cookie Chainsaw Randolph with this amazing television offer for KFMB's MeTV. Tell them what they're going to get, Cookie.
You get Gomer Pyle, Beverly Hillbillies, Bonanza, The Big Ballad,
BoJack, Rockford Files, MASH. And how much would you pay for
this offer? Not a dime, Larry Himmel, because MeTV is free.
And you can watch MeTV over the air at KFMB 8.2.
Free!
Time Warner
132.
Free!
Or Cox 808.
Free!
Your home is your biggest investment. You do anything to protect it. Hi, I'm Sue Freeze, the termite lady. When you have termites, there's only one company to call. Ecola, Termite and Pest Control. Ecola will get rid of termites and other pesky insects. Smart choices, simple solutions, problem solved, mother approved. Call for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-2847. Ecola, E-C-O-L-A, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Follow Mike Slater tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. Talk Radio 760 KFMB.
We're back with more of It's Your Money, Not Theirs. We're in the home stretch here. Now back to Richard Musio and John Cox.
I want to thank all of our sponsors, not only UBS and birthday boy Drew Freitas, but also Carl Sheeler and Business Valuations Limited, Rich Gaines and Family Legacy Legal, our newest sponsor, Regents Bank, CEO Dan Yates and Sean Puckett, and of course our favorite CPA firm on the planet, Polito Epic, with partners Paul Polito and Don Epic CPAs. So everybody, thank you very much. And Drew Freitas, again, happy birthday, old man. So John Cox, we're talking about the great California mess and the great California exodus and the fact that special interests are running the state. The other thing I think is interesting is the top marginal tax rate might go from 10% up to 13%. But there's nobody left here to tax, is there?
Well, take a look at the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. Two major articles. One, which is what you just said, the Great California Exodus, which is talking about a demographer who basically is saying that California is losing people. And I got to tell you, California is losing people it can't afford to lose. I mean, you made the point that when you rely so much on a very thin slice of the people to pay the bulk of the taxes, I mean, it's all written, the top 1% in California pay something like 40% of the income taxes. And the trouble is, if some of them leave the state, okay.
Oh, I don't think they're leaving. I think it's a lot of...
No, well, Joe, some of them are leaving.
Oh, really? Some of them are leaving. Believe me, I know several myself who have moved their businesses to Nevada. Yeah. They've moved their businesses to Nevada because they don't want to pay the taxes.
Also to Texas.
And Texas. And guess what? They're talking about raising this tax rate with the initiatives that Governor Brown is pursuing in November. I mean,
Warren Buffett's paying 17%.
It's tone deaf.
Well, he's not a California resident either.
We'll
John.
The other, I'm talking federally.
Okay.
The other article in the Wall Street Journal, which is very important, is the fact that people choose their state of residency. I mean, I live in Illinois. I'm a CPA and a tax attorney there. Most of my clients have moved their legal residency out of Illinois. They have moved to Florida. Illinois just increased its income tax by 67%. And I got to tell you, their revenues have dropped because the people who they're going to ask to pay that tax, in other words, the wealthy, can choose where to live. They have the ability to move their businesses. They have the ability to move their residences. And this is not lost on the people in California. You have to give a effect to the fact that people can choose. And when you keep raising these tax rates, and why are they keep raising the tax rates? Because the spending is out of control. And why is the spending out of control? Because the spending lobbies, the special interests, have the ear of the legislature in Sacramento. So if you want to do something about the high taxes, which leads to the massive unemployment in this state, you've got to get at the special interest money situation.
So we've got a big foreclosure problem going on. I mean, a lot of people are underwater in their homes. They say San Diego, what, 30% of people are underwater in their homes? Is that about, would you say that?
Yeah, that's a reasonable estimate. Yeah.
What do we do to help, you know, that group of people? Are they helping people stay in their homes?
I got a great idea.
What's that?
Get more people to move to California, because if there's more people who are moving to California, you'd have more demand for the houses, which means you'd have more price. The prices would be going up.
But I'm talking about the existing people that are in crisis. I'm not talking about importing more.
Well, I don't think that's a state-level issue necessarily, Joe.
Let me tell you, the politicians nationwide are thinking, oh, gee, we gotta give people breaks on their home mortgages, and we gotta give forgiveness. What about the guy who actually pays his mortgage? What about the guy who didn't take out a huge mortgage and is sitting there paying it, and he's going to have the bank sit there and forgive it? No. The best thing that we can do is get economic growth going in this country. I got to tell you, I got the same problem with Obama in Washington. I mean, We have got a capital strike underway in this country. There's $10 trillion sitting in money market funds. And why? Because people are scared to death to invest. And why are they scared to death? Because the federal government has run up a huge debt.
Yeah,
just
it's also,
like
it's also because of the uncertainty with the tax code, because
absolutely.
Of the potential Bush tax cut sunsets at the end of this year. And we're sitting here in April. We don't even know what the 2013 rules are going to be.
And what
how do you run a business?
And what do politicians, what is their prescription for all this? Raise taxes, just like Jerry Brown in California. It's tone deaf, but more importantly, it's counterproductive. Because if you tax something, you get less of it. And what we need in this state and what we need in this country is economic growth. That is the only way we're going to get ourselves out of the problem that we have in this country. And the only way we're going to get economic growth is we've got to get people to invest. And right now, I'm telling you, I'm an investment advisor. A lot of my clients are sitting on cash. They're not putting it to work.
Look at is it Google or Apple? I mean, they're sitting on huge amounts of
publicly
cash.
Traded companies are sitting on more cash than they ever have in the history of this country.
$2 trillion is the
estimate. Why aren't they investing in R&D?
Because they're scared.
They're scared. They're not sure what the tax code's going to be, Joe.
You only invest if you have a belief that that investment is going to bear fruit. If you believe that coming down the pike are more taxes and maybe defaults, and maybe more of another financial crisis like we had in 2008, are you going to put yourself out there and put that money to work? Answer, no. You're not going to do it. And that's the problem in this country. And frankly, again, it's the problem that California has, because people are not moving to this state. They're not investing in this state.
A lot of the jobs are going out of the country, too.
Well, wait a minute. Apple just announced that they're building a new facility in Austin, Texas that's going to employ 3,600 people.
Well, it's about time.
Well, you can't name a company that's more identified with California, I don't think, than Apple, can you? I mean, it started here in Silicon Valley. It's the world's largest and most valuable corporation right now, yet they're choosing to invest in Texas. And why? Texas has less regulation. It has a lower tax structure. Mm-hmm. It's more accommodating to business. Steve Jobs told President Obama exactly that. We're not locating in this country. We're not locating in California for sure, because regulation, taxation, and litigation. We cannot keep doing this.
Yeah.
We owe it to our shareholders to invest our money where it will bring the best return. And politicians just do not get this. Yeah.
John, just to clarify, stop special interest money is on the ballot but has not yet been assigned a number, right?
No, but it's got the number of signatures to qualify for the ballot, but has not been assigned a number yet. No.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that, though, but we have to wrap it up here. John Cox, thank you very much for joining us. Richard, you have a great week. Thank you to Scott Love, our technical director, to Craig Blanke, our account executive, to Dave Sniff, our programming genius. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Good night.
And for years, I've been telling you about how I and most of my family got clear vision restored by Dr. David Shanslin, an incredible pioneer in vision correction procedures. Now, Dr. Shanslin has moved to a new home. He's chosen Gordon Weiss Vision Institute as his new home in San Diego to provide the latest vision correction procedures. Dr. Michael Gordon and Dr. Jack Weiss have long pioneered new research and advanced surgical techniques in laser and cataract surgery. At a recent appointment where I got my contacts updated, Dr. Shanslin's team was showing me all of the incredible technology they have. The new Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. They simply have the best doctors, the best technology, and the best service. So I've moved with Dr. Shanslin and his team, and I hope you do too. See the difference at the Gordon Weiss Shanslin Vision Institute. Get special reduced pricing on LASIK during the special Welcome Dr. Shanslin celebration. Call 800-NEW-VISION, 800-NEW-VISION, or go online at GordonWeissVision.com.
This is San Diego's new home of the Roger Hedgecock Show. We lead the conversation. Talk Radio 760 KFMB. San